Hi, this is Eric Barr. Welcome to my notes on strokes for March 2018. In my 20s, 30s, and 40s, I could not say, I love you, to anyone, not even to my parents. When I was a student in Paris, France, I couldn't sign my letters to my girlfriend, Love Eric. I thought it might send the wrong message. And at that stage of my life, sex was relatively easy, but love seemed mysterious, complicated, and unknowable. In my 50s, I started to say I love you to my wife, and I figured if I didn't tell my parents or elderly relatives soon, they might die before I told them. It was around this time that the post office came out with the love stamps with the hearts. I certainly could not put them on an envelope to anyone I knew. That was far too much of a commitment, and I could not use them to pay my bills for fear that my creditors would get the wrong idea and send me more bills. At 62, I had open-heart surgery. My heart became infected, and the infection caused a series of strokes, resulting in a second surgery. After that brush with death, I figured I better tell people I love them, because I could be gone the next day and not be able to let them know how I felt. This was a great weight off my chest, because I actually wanted to let people know how I felt about them. But using the word love was too strong and too long-term. The word love is loaded. And not just for me. If I said I love you to a female friend, she'd think I was trying to reset the relationship. And there's a lot of wiggle room between loving corned beef and loving another person. The concept just confused me, and others too, apparently. And it wasn't just about signing letters. I couldn't hug people. You know, just a hug, nothing sexual. For years, my wife and I celebrated New Year's Eve with the same people. Midnight would roll around and everyone would hug each other. And I'd stand there in the corner with my hand out waiting to shake hands. Hugging was just too much, even with close friends. A good handshake could say just as much. My friends always gave me trouble about this, but I didn't care. I saw no reason to hug someone else's husband or wife. Clearly, the holiday season was the toughest time of the year for me. Christmas and New Year cards piled up on the dining room table. Eventually, I had to go out and buy cards and respond to my friends and colleagues. But how do you sign those cards? I couldn't sign Love, Eric, to my work colleagues. I liked them, but I didn't love them. And signing Like, Eric seemed stupid, and I ruined many cards trying to make that salutation work. And that XOXO thing never really worked for me. It was virtual before virtual was a thing. And of course, by the time I got to the post office, the only stamps that were left were the damn love stamps. There were no courier knives, no puppies, no flags, which I found too jingoistic to use. So I couldn't mail the cards, which was okay because I could never sign them. Now, since I'm 5 years past my strokes and miraculously still alive, I want to tell people how I feel. I say I love you to friends, colleagues, and acquaintances. I've been known to say it to the lady at the donut shop, to the pharmacist, and to strangers. And now, like Leo Buscaglia, who was in the 1990s the guru of hugging, I hug consenting adults and insist that the postmistress in our neighborhood post office order more love stamps. So if I would recommend anything to you, to all listeners, not just stroke survivors, I would urge you to share your feelings with others while you can and while your loved ones are still around. Thanks. This is Eric Barr, and I hope you'll join me next month for more notes on strokes.